This is Dateline Washington on the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. My next guest in this edition is David Field, independent airline analyst. We want to get his thoughts as the investigation continues into what exactly happened to that Air France flight going from Brazil to Paris that just disappeared over the Atlantic. We know the plane encountered some difficult weather, but how will investigators try and piece this together? And David, I guess the first issue is a lot of people are talking about a lightning strike, but from what we're hearing from a lot of experts is that's pretty common, so that's probably not the whole story here, right?
No, airplanes get hit by lightning every day, and it generally does not do very much damage. They're designed to absorb the electrical shock of a lightning strike. So that in and of itself shouldn't have had an effect. We do believe that this airplane was flying through an area of really intense turbulence as well as lightning. It was in the middle of a storm. So there may have been forces here that are a little bit hard to imagine. So, yeah, anything is possible. Lightning strikes alone should not have done it, however.
David, from what we're hearing, the electrical system appears to have been scrambled, and assuming it was in functioning order before the plane took off, what does it take to do that?
Good question. It takes a major blow to the system. It takes a blow to the power source for the system, the batteries, generators, etc. This model of airplane, like most modern airplanes, is equipped with an alternative power source. It even has a little thing called a ram turbine, which is a turbine that can be lowered out of the bottom of the airplane, has a propeller on it, and it creates power simply by the airflow over the airplane. However, from what we know, from the few things we know, it sounds as if a catastrophic failure hit this airplane before the crew had a chance to activate the ram turbine.
And it sounds like that's the case based on the fact that no mayday call ever received and no beacon sent out when the plane assumedly hit the ocean, which is normally the case, right?
That's correct. This may be a case of so-called catastrophic structural failure, which has happened in the past. It happened to a Taiwanese airliner about 4 or 5 years ago, where the airplane literally lost integrity and fell apart in midair. This airplane, however, was pretty recently inspected. It was inspected in April. So, again, you have to come back to what were the meteorological forces that it was dealing with. It's entirely possible that it was dealing with high winds and gusts that are beyond the capability of an airframe to withstand them. We just don't know, and it's going to be very hard for us to find out what happened. You know, we can probably figure out pretty much where the airplane was when it went down, but that doesn't mean we can find it. The ocean's very deep in the area where it probably went down.
We've discussed water crashes before, David. Obviously, this one's going to be more difficult. As we pointed out, we don't know exactly where it hit, but as you pointed out, it's probably not that hard to figure out the general area. How will they go about trying to piece this together when they don't have, you know, all the pieces together, the black boxes and that sort of thing?
What they're going to do is do a surface search. Ships trawling about that particular part of the ocean, as well as an aerial search, in the hopes of finding some debris. And even from a relatively small amount of debris, they can probably extrapolate or guess what may have happened. But there's probably not going to be a black box. That's probably at the bottom of the ocean.
In terms of Air France, David, what's their record over the years? The last time I remember them being associated with anything like this was the Concorde crash almost a decade ago. What's their overall track record on safety?
Their overall track record is pretty good. They are a world-class airline. The Concorde crash was in the spring of 2000. And in a way, you really can't blame that on Air France. It was a unique aircraft type with some unique factors, and I really wouldn't blame that on Air France. Air France has had some spectacular crashes back in the 70s, but no, it's a world-class airline, and you really cannot blame Air France, and you can't call Air France anything but a really good airline.
David, unfortunately, we'll have to call time there. As always, sir, thank you for your time and your insight.
Thank you.
David Field is an independent airline analyst. That concludes this edition of Dateline Washington, a presentation of the Radio America Network. My great thanks to executive producer Jim Roberts. And remember, folks, you can find us online for the best of every day's program of Dateline Washington. The website is dateline.radioamerica.org. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks so much for listening today. Please join us again tomorrow at this time for Dateline Washington.